This is the Daily Update for Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock was prescribed anti-anxiety pills back in June, which can lead to extreme behavior. They did a study in Finland of nearly 1,000 teens and adults who have committed homicide, and they said their odds of killing while on the drug is 45% higher. But I'm going to say, don't be surprised if this whole attack was political, because it's leaning in that direction. But what a terrible tragedy. The victims' faces are out there in the media. You can see all the families that were affected by this unbelievably horrible tragedy, you know? It's just a time for prayer. It's a time to think of how we can prevent these things without interfering with anyone's rights. So, holiday spending is expected to increase 6% this year. Optimism about the economy is at an all-time high. The morale of the country is at an all-time high because of the economy. And the stock market is up 24% since the election, adding trillions of dollars to the stock market. So economically, things are looking up under the Trump administration, which had been predicted. But we still have a long way to go, and people really need to get back on their feet again financially in this country. So speaking about finances and being careful with your money, men are being attacked in LA, New York City, Chicago by beautiful women who are in these high-end clubs and high-end bars. And then they see these guys that have a lot of wealth and these women who are great-looking, cozy up to them. And they're drugging these men. They take them back to the hotel room. They drug them and they rob them of everything that they have. So this is repeated. It's happening a lot. And men out there are being told to be careful, whatever. But it's kind of a weird switch on how men were using date rape drugs against women, and now women are using date rape drugs against men to rob them. So be careful out there. Catalonia is set for independence within days, they say. Spain's king is trying to suppress all of this activity and independence, but it's all about the money. So police assaulted over 1,000 people so far trying to vote. Women, children, elderly people bleeding, smashed their faces in. But these people in Catalonia want independence from the crown. They're declaring their independence on Monday. Spain is the Eurozone's fourth largest economy. The Spanish stock market has taken a dump because of this. The euro dollar has taken a dump because of this. Hundreds of thousands of people in Catalonia took to the streets to protest police violence against the people who were voting. What does this mean for Spain? I mean, financially, it's going to take a chunk out of their budget. What does this mean for the Barcelona soccer team, world famous soccer team that Spain is so proud of? They may not be able to be so proud of their team anymore. They may be losing quite a bit because of this. But is the king going to send in the tanks? Is the king going to send in the troops? Is the king going to suppress all of this through violence? That remains to be seen. It is a very delicate time in Catalonia, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with them wanting their independence. So, TV networks fear the advertisers leaving if they back an O.J. Simpson interview. So O.J. Simpson's out of prison after 9 years for robbery, of course. He was found not guilty in two murders, but after that, he robbed people in a Vegas hotel room, and then he got sent up for 9 years. Now he's out. He says that nothing has changed in his life, which is really out there. But he's trying to get an interview. He wants seven figures for the interview. Nobody wants to touch it. Nobody wants him. They said even for free, they don't want to talk to this guy. So they are afraid of the horrible backlash. And then as he's out there trying to make money, let's keep in mind that the original judgment against him from the Goldman family and the Brown families, $33.5 million, has now ballooned to $70 million with interest. And he's got to pay that off in the wrongful death suit that he lost, because a civil trial said that he was guilty of murder. So let's think about O.J. Simpson and locking our doors at night. Let's think that today is World Animal Day. It's a day to celebrate animals. So yeah, celebrate your kitty and your dog. Celebrate your chickens, man. Whatever the heck you got, celebrate it. It is World Animal Day today. Today is Improve Your Office Day. It's a day about tweaking your office space. Maybe making things a little easier, a little nicer, putting a plant in there. So improve that office today and be psyched psyched about it. Today is Vodka Day. So vodka is a Slavic word meaning little water. I don't know if you guys know that. It is made from potatoes or grains, but vodka is very big in Russia. A lot of expensive vodkas come out of Russia, but they are not the only country, obviously, that produces vodka. So vodka mixes with everything. Have a Bloody Mary or a martini today. Today is Taco Day. So have tacos. Have two, have three, have four, have five tacos. Eat tacos. Tacos are actually really good for you if you think about it. Because if you make your taco, you can make them as healthy as you want. So have that taco today. And don't forget to heat up the taco shells in the oven a little bit. Or even do a soft taco and heat up those tortillas. Today is National Golf Lovers Day. So you have your Bloody Mary. You're eating your taco. You go play some golf. Golf is one of the only games you can play besides baseball where you can eat and play at the same time. So get your golf on today and make sure you wash your balls before you play. You know, it's very important. Today is also Walk to School Day. I used to love walking to school. It was much nicer than being driven to school or having to take a school bus. Walking to school, you kind of get into your head, especially if it's in the fall or something like that. In the winter, it gets a little challenging. But walk to school today if you can, unless you live 20 miles from your school. Have fun walking to school with your friends, for instance. And today is Pumpkin Seed Day. I love pumpkin seeds. This is my season. I love the fall. We are in fall here in the United States. I just bought some pumpkins yesterday. Squash, all kinds of squash, everything good. But you can take these seeds and cook them a little bit. Put them in the oven, a little bit of sea salt on them, and boom, you've got some really nice snackable pumpkin seeds. And if you buy pumpkin seeds in the store, they're not the same. They're kind of like plasticky, you know, and then they're hard on your teeth. Real pumpkin seeds in your oven will come out nice and brittle. You can eat them, chomp on them, good stuff. Pumpkin seeds date back to 7,000 BC when they found them in central Mexico with Aztecs and also Mayans. So think about that history while you're chomping on your pumpkin seeds. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Wednesday, October 4th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pasco, Christian.